everybody, and this is our first podcast of the autumn season here at Colchester Arts Centre. I'm sat in the office tonight with one, two, three, four other people beside me, and we're going to be talking about an event we've got next week, next Friday, 21st of September, and its subtitle is It's a Variety Night of Local Talent, but it's got a much more serious message than that. It's by a group called Creating Change Colchester, and it's called If It's Wrong, Change It. So here to talk about this event tonight, I have got Anthony Clavain.
Good evening.
Mike Harwood.
Good evening.
Sue.
Good evening.
And Johnny from Pet Needs.
Hello.
Right, so first of all, I'd like to speak to Sue about, if you can talk to us a little bit about the organisation Creating Change Colchester.
Okay, right. Well, Creating Change is an organisation based in Wivenhoe, near Colchester, and we seek to raise awareness about and to support local campaigns and organisations with a social justice agenda who are seeking change. And we do this using an arts-based approach to reach out to local people in Essex and encourage their participation in local initiatives in the community that seek to improve the lives of those who are in danger of or have been marginalised in different ways. And through arts-based activities, we seek to challenge the discrimination and oppression experienced by people on many different fronts. For example, recent Creating Change events have supported local campaigns and organisations working with homeless people and the refugee community. We're non-party political, but align ourselves with the left in politics and seek to promote social justice, particularly for groups marginalised in society.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. How long has Creating Change Colchester been going for now? Any ideas?
Well, it's been going about 1 year, and we've had about four or five events over the course of a year, including an event at Wivenhoe Cricket Club, and we've had events at First Sight, and we've been doing small workshops. We've had two films, one which was about the LGBT plus community, which was Pride, and we packed out the cinema for that, and we get speakers down, and now we're going to our biggest event so far, and this is an event which involves four top local bands, include one that I can see in front of me, Johnny Marriott, the wonderful Pet Needs, but we've also got Tundra, Feedback and Lighthouse Jam. As well as that, we've got a number of on Friday, September the 21st. This is our huge event at the Colchester Arts Centre, which is, somebody said it's like going, we went from Wivenhoe Cricket Club to Colchester Arts Centre. You know, it's like going from a local cinema to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So here we are, Emma, in Hollywood.
Wow.
And we've made it.
I don't think the Arts Centre has ever been compared to Hollywood before. It's been compared to many things, but indeed, maybe not Hollywood.
No, no. And I know you work here, so, you know. At the same time, what we need to do is emphasise that we'll be having a lot of fun and dancing, and there'll be, for example, the great Antonio, who'll be lying on a bed of nails, and we'll be having the poetry of Mike Harwood. We'll hear from Mike in a minute. We've got the serious message, as you say, is that people are fighting back locally. They're fighting back against racism, against the creation of homelessness, against mm-hmm. the treatment of refugees. We'll have stalls, we'll have banners, we'll have speakers on stage talking about campaigning. What we want to do is be positive. There's so much negativity at the moment. We want to say there's a new mood of hope. Not concentrate on all these horrible comments that you hear from politicians mm-hmm. over the last few weeks. What we want to do is say people by themselves can change things, and look at the inspirational people who will be speaking on stage. There'll be lots of great speakers, but at the same time, we'll have lots of fun as well.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. Now, one of our performers is the poet Mike Harwood. Now, last time, Mike, we met at, you were writing poetry about football, but this time slightly different, a bit more political, yes?
Well, that's true. I was commissioned by Creating Change to write a poem entitled If It's Wrong, Change It. And I've used some examples where successful campaigns have actually led to something happening. For example, there was a campaign to get the Bank of England to change its mind about the £10 note, and it could have been a man, because Churchill slipped in on the £5 note, and the social media campaign was so successful that Jane Austen, which is great. Gina Miller was incredible in terms of like putting herself up front to campaign against the government's trying to have the sovereignty over the Brexit final decisions, and she got a result in the High Court backed up by the Supreme Court. Another area I'll be looking at is votes for 16-year-olds, because it is possible, and in Scotland they're voting at 16, and there's good reason. Very good reasons for why they should have the vote against what Russell Brand said, don't bother to vote.
He since changed his mind, but actually on the night we are going to have somebody who's going to be appealing to people, and we hope it will be quite a young audience, to register, and we'll have a table where people can actually go and register to vote. We're not saying who you should vote for. We want young people to vote. We do want to bring the age down to 16, but at the moment 18 to 24-year-olds who will be hopefully there at the gig or the event, not a lot of them might have registered, and we might well be in for a general election coming up in the next few months.
So give them the opportunity to fill out their details.
Exactly, we'll have a form for them to fill in.
Yeah, and we had a campaign during the last general election where we went up to the university and places like that to get 18-year-olds plus, make sure they're registered and to vote. And it's quite easy to do on the on our iPhones, which is great, because we'll have the iPhone information and we'll have the forms. Yeah. And what pleases me as a writer is that sometimes you think, you know, Shelley said the poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. Mm. And Wilfred Owen said, all a poet can do is warn. But when it's with the kind of organisation, it somehow brings it to another level. Mm. And then the fact that we can campaign to get people to vote, or 18 and the 16-year-olds campaign later, is really inspiring. And I'm not just the person isolated in the garret in Wivenhoe.
Talking about the younger vote, I think that leads us on nicely to speak to Johnny, who's from the headlining band Pet Needs. So, Johnny, can you talk to us about why you support Creating Change and your thoughts about it?
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of interesting because I think the whole of this evening or the whole of the night is about power, which is strange because if you'd asked me a few years ago, I'd have said power is a really bad thing. I was kind of like hanging around with lots of kind of like anarchists and stuff, and it's kind of like the whole kind of like fight the power kind of thing. But I think I've realized that I was seeing power as a negative thing, because I was viewing power within a structure where the people with power were the people the least responsible with it. And then I started learning about this thing called relational power, which every single person in this room seems to have. And this is the power to be able to mobilize people and to start changing things from the ground up, from something as like Cordy said, kind of like Jane Austen on the £5 note, to things like the Refugee Action Colchester that we've got. These are people that individually we'd say they haven't got much power, but if we come together and we start building that relational power, we can create amazing things. So I think it's about connections. I think it's about joy as an act of resistance, which is the whole night's going to be about celebration. It's going to be about joy, and it's going to be about kind of like realizing those connections we have and realizing that change in our current state isn't going to be a top-down thing, and realizing what we can do together to build things from the bottom up.
That sounds great, that we can make a difference.
I mean, I just wanted to come in on something, because your band, Pet Needs, I mean, I don't want to, caricature them, but I think it's true to say they've got a sort of punk indie sort of sensibility. Yeah. And I'm sort of, I'm afraid, like more than twice your age, and I remember, you know, the time when punk came out, and I think I heard you talking the other day about how you feel that it informs that kind of music, you know, from the bottom up. I mean, I wondered if you just wanted to elaborate on that,
because
that was a good point you made.
Well, I suppose everything we do is DIY, and like kind of like we built everything. I mean, me and my brother came from Derby. And we both moved down to Colchester, and so we had no friends or anything like that. And we kind of like the way we made friends.
Did you move here to study, or?
Yeah, well, no, I moved here because my now wife lives here.
Okay.
And then he was working petrol station in Derby and decided to give it all up and just come down, sit on my sofa for a bit. And we started a band. And then we started kind of like gaining friends and building things through these small connections. So it was someone going, all right, you can play in the corner of this small pub and something. And it just kind of like built and built and built from there. And it's kind of interesting. It's a bit like when you drop a stone in a pond and the ripples of the water get wider and wider and wider. It's kind of like you create more connections and you put on more cool things. For example, Tundra, another one of the bands that played, they're from Bury St. Edmunds. But it's all about creating those connections and building things that are bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's kind of exactly the same model that Creating Change seems to be using now, just on a musical side as well. It's bottom up, it's creating those links, it's respecting people and valuing people and seeing that if we work together, we can build things that are really cool.
How? I'm just going to pass over to Mike because he's been jumping up and down in the background waiting to say something. Here you go.
Yeah, just picking up on what Johnny's been saying about power and from the bottom up and working together. I've done quite a bit of research for the poem in the evening and it may not be in the poem, but I'd just like to quote Barack Obama, who said, "For we are the changes we seek. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Change will not come if we wait." And I think the essence of the evening is we're going to communicate and act and get together.
And also just to, I mean, I started out by saying what creating change is, but picking up on what Johnny said about how things grow from, you know, just something small, we really did start out very small. It was just individuals having conversations that then became joined together, and then we formed a group, and now we're doing bigger venues. Yeah. So
And
you
working
know,
with other groups.
And working with other groups, yes.
Groups
so,
coming with their
so it very much is our model to, you know, to start small and grow, not to get too big, so big that you know we become kind of, you know, like infested with that wrong sort of power, but anyway, that's
well, that sounds great. So a big shout out to everybody, all ages, all music tastes, come along Friday 21st of September, Colchester Arts Centre, 7:30, doors open, and tickets are £5, £3 concessions. Guarantee you're going to have a great night. Anthony, do you want to say anything to finish up?
Just that you can get tickets at the Arts Centre, come along, or you can get them on the night, but also go to the website and get your tickets there.
Fantastic. Thank you. Over and out.
Thank you.
Thank you.